sometimes feel stuck or lost. We feel that we are living without a purpose. We feel that we need to make a change. Hello there, my name is Mehdi, and in this episode, I'll be talking from a personal perspective on what you need to do in order to make a real change in your life. Let's get started. First thing you need to do is take a step back and think about it. Think on what's exactly the change you are looking for. Why you want it? Are you willing to do it? And how it will benefit you? Just have some clarity so you can set clear goals and achieve them faster. After asking yourself those questions and answering them, you need to decide to make change and give yourself permission to do it. And remember, it's not about what you are going to achieve, it's about what you are going to sacrifice. Entertainment, time you spend with family and friends, relationships, and much more. Now, it's time to learn the mindset required to make the change you want. Life is about perspective. Life is how you see it. When you change your thinking, your reality changes. Let's give some examples. The rich think differently about money. Healthy people think differently about food and health, and so on. Now, let's move to the practical part. The best method, in my opinion, is to form good habits that will help you achieve your goals. It takes time, but it gives lifetime results. Let me explain with an example. Let's say you want to set the habit of reading books in a daily basis. Start by reading books you enjoy reading for 15 minutes every day. Set a specific time dedicated only for reading and stick to it. You will find it hard to be consistent at first, but after around 2 months of consistency, it will become a habit and you will be reading daily without even thinking about it. And remember, increase reading time and focus by time. Now, you need to set the right environment that will help you and motivate you to keep getting forward. Start with the small things, like your phone. Turn it off and leave it far away from you. And try to eliminate everything that's distracting you. Another very important thing I want to mention, and it's choosing the right friends. A quote from Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas says, "You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with." That means your friends often define who you are. Your friends teach you habits, and your habits decide your future. For me, this is the point I struggle with the most. It's hard to remove your close friends and replace them, but it's worth it. The people you spend the most time with have major impacts on you, so be aware. Surround yourself with people who are in the position you want to reach or people who are having the same journey as you. People who will help you move forward. Let's say you want to be healthy. Surround yourself with healthy people and people you feel guilty when you eat junk food when they are around. If you want to be rich, surround yourself with rich people who think differently about money and wealth. If you made it until here, I want to thank you for sticking with me. The method I just taught you is the same method I am following right now to move forward with my life, to make a change in my life, to get better and to achieve more and to be successful. If you like it, please share it with your friends and send me your feedback. And as always, stay safe, stay unique, and peace out.